At the Robo Universe Expo in New York City, robots are being put to work.
Robots have no conscience, no self-awareness, so they'll never be social, believe me.
But what they lack in personality, they make up for in productivity, freeing employees from tedious work.
Doing a repetitive, mundane task over and over again, I don't think that's a job that any person should be doing, you know, for a day. And a lot of these companies, even they see that there's a huge turnover rate.
Luckily for us, robots are experts at repetitive tasks.
Having one of these robots, it's beneficial for the company, it's beneficial for employees.
The machines at Universal Robots are programmable, portable, and safe, recognizing, for example, if an employee accidentally slips and falls on them.
If it senses the force going higher than a certain threshold, it'll stop.
Over at Transcend Robotics, the RD3 Vantage is able to climb stairs and traverse uneven terrain. Exploring mines and defusing bombs are just a few ways it can be used.
You can actually survey a hazardous environment before bringing a human into that area.
As part of a tactical unit, robots play a key role.
Police officers, military, they look at robotics as, their partner at the end of the day. It's a collaborative type of working environment.
Robots are also assisting the disabled. Will is a robotic wheelchair that can follow pre-programmed routes. And the navigation technology is not limited to wheelchairs.
It's really about automation for everything and anything. So any ground vehicle, any air vehicle, in an industrial application, it's just more efficient. I got forklifts on a yard, and I want them to move from point A, to get them onto a truck, so the truck can then take them to other customers.
When it comes to work, your future colleague might just be a robot. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.